Hello, Teddy.
Why, what's the matter? You seem annoyed.
I am annoyed. I've just come from the butcher's and he insulted me.
The butcher insulted you? How?
Why, I asked him for a piece of meat without bone, fat, or gristle, and he told me I'd better have an egg.
I know that butcher. I met him yesterday having a fight with the milkman. Of course, I stood up for the butcher.
You stood up for the butcher? Why?
Because blood is thicker than water.
That's a rotten joke.
I know it is, but it's the only one I know. But tell me, how do you like this umbrella? I got it last night at a banquet.
That umbrella tells a story.
Does it?
It does. I can tell by that umbrella that when you came away from the banquet, you were very far from sober.
Well, that's right, but how can you tell?
Oh, easy. If you've been sober, you'd have picked out a good one. Really, Teddy, you know you ought to stop drinking. It's not good for you.
I know it isn't, but how am I going to stop? What do you advise?
Eat apples.
Eat apples?
Yes, every time you feel thirsty, eat an apple instead of taking a drink. It's a great remedy.
It may be a great remedy, but it can't be done.
And why can't it be done?
It can't be done because I can't eat 50 apples a day. I'm not a cider mill. But tell me, when are you going to invite me to your house?
Would you like to call?
I would. I'd like to pay my respects to your father.
Well, you can do that little thing next Thursday, and then, if you have any respect left, you can pay it to me.
They tell me your father had an accident the other day. What was it?
Oh, nothing serious. Fell over the piano.
Fell over the piano? Good heavens. Did he hurt himself?
No, not much. He fell over the soft pedal.
He was lucky. My father had an accident, too.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Father was in the tube the other day and had his eye on a seat, and a lady came in and sat on it. My father's always getting into trouble anyway. He's always putting his foot into things. Sometimes both of them.
You don't tell me.
Yes. The other day he put his feet into another man's boots, and the man was so annoyed he called a policeman. He actually thought Father was trying to steal the boots. Now, wasn't that silly of him?
He certainly was. But what did your father do when the man accused him?
Nothing at all. Father's very good-natured, and so, in order not to hurt the man's feelings in an argument, he simply walked away, very fast.
With the boots?
Yes, but only as a joke. You see, as soon as the boots wear out, Father's going to send them back to the man.
That'll be very kind on your father's part.
Of course it will. Father don't want to keep the man's boots because he has plenty of boots of his own. He used to be a night porter in the hotel. Besides, Father only borrowed the boots because he had to buy Mother a blouse for her birthday, and he wanted to look nice.
So he bought your mother a blouse. That was nice of him.
Well, he didn't buy it, really. He wanted to, but when he got into the shop, it seems he got into an argument, and in the end, he was considerably upset.
Well, who upset him?
The manager of the shop did, on the sidewalk.
But why?
Well, he thought Father was trying to get fresh with the girl who sold the blouses.
I see, and was he?
Not at all. Father simply said to the girl, "I want to buy a blouse." And the girl said, "Do you want an expensive one?" And Father said, "No, it's for my wife."
Oh, I see.
Yes. So the girl said to Father, "What bus?" And Father said, "I don't know. I didn't hear anything."
I hear your father's a great motorist.
He is. My father knows all about cars. He's so clever, he can take a car entirely apart and put it together again.
Oh, that's nothing. My father can not only take a car apart and put it together again, but when he's finished, he'll have enough parts left over to build a Ford.
Has your father ever had any accidents while out driving?
Only one, but it didn't amount to much. It was when I was with him. You see, Father lost control of the car, and I saw that he was bound to run into something, so I yelled for him to run into something cheap.
And did he?
Yes, he did. He ran into a penny bazaar.
Your father should have kept his mind on his driving.
I know he should, but Father was busy making up poetry.
Is your father a poet?
You bet your life he is. Just listen to this. This is the poem he made up when he had the accident. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts the way the cookbook said. The King of Hearts, he ate those tarts. The King of Hearts is dead.
Well, no wonder your father had an accident. But listen to this one. This is one my father wrote. Old Father Hubbard, he went to the cupboard to quench his awful thirst. But when he got there, the cupboard was bare. His wife had been there first.